Welcome to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network, hosted by Pete Lutz.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
And welcome to the Sonic Society. I'm Jack Ward. You know, David Ulf has been so very jolly playing St. Nicholas that he's just needing to take a little nap in the sleigh for a while and dream of sugar plums dancing in his head. How are they dancing? Are they just moving, or they have fairy limbs or something? I have always wondered that. It's now December, and you know what that means. Well, after we hit our third month of Christmas music in the stores, we know we're getting close to the festival season. Tonight I have my lovely wife, Virginia Ward, as my guest host. Feliz Navidad.
Hi, everybody. Feliz Navidad.
And? Happy birthday.
No, Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas.
But you said something before, and it sounded like happy birthday, you said.
No, sometimes I confuse Merry Christmas with happy birthday, but because of... I just get confused. When I learn the language, I always confuse Merry Christmas with Happy Birthday, but this is just me.
Well, it is a birthday if it's Merry Christmas, because it's supposed to be the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, maybe that's why I get confused.
However, he never was born at this actual time.
No.
They kind of mix that up.
Yes.
But that's the way it is. So you're from South America. What's it like in South America at Christmas time?
It's like this without snow.
Without snow?
Yeah.
Is it summer right now?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you have Christmas in summer?
It's weird because we still eat the same things that we eat here.
Like chestnuts roasting on an open fire,
yeah.
That kind of thing?
Yeah, because of the movies. We try to copy what we see in the movies, but the weather is so hot and we... eat these meals that are meant to be for a cold weather, and it's weird.
Do you wear heavy clothes, too?
No.
What does Santa look like? He must have, like, big beard, and he's heavy.
He looks like the same. The people who work
they must be so hot.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible to see them. Oh, my gosh, it's terrible.
Poor people. It's terrible, indeed. You know, tonight we get to showcase a brand new audio drama from Audio Oblivious Productions. Did you know that?
What?
Did I know? You're audio oblivious? Do you know what oblivious means?
From Bolivia?
No, it's not Bolivia. Oblivious means you don't know what's happening. It's like oblivion. You are oblivious. So you're audio oblivious, just like the production is audio oblivious. Audio Oblivious Production is a great horror story called Natural Selection, brought to us by a friend of the show, an enthusiastic audiophile, Austin Beach.
Uh-huh, good.
With a name like Austin Beach, sounds like he's having wonderful weather as well.
Oh, yeah.
But please, have a listen to Natural Selection right here.
On the Sonic Society.
Perfect.
Huh?
Hello, listener. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in. Have you ever wondered how you would react to a sudden, life-threatening situation? Would fear consume you? Or would you find the will to survive? Picture, if you would, a tranquil autumn morning. A day that started as routine as any other, but quickly became anything but routine. Tranquility is shattered by terrifying chaos. Audioblivious Productions brings you a special presentation entitled Natural Selection.
Good shot, boy. Looks like a clean kill. Let's go check it out.
Thanks, Dad. I think I hit a little low, but at least one of us is going home with something.
Hey, the sun was in my eyes and the wind shifted at the last second. Besides, I only missed so you could take them and feel better about yourself.
Uh-huh. Next you're gonna tell me I have to dress and clean it by myself to learn the importance of independence, right?
I don't have to, Jess. You've already figured it out.
Yeah, thanks for making me a better person, Dad.
No need to thank me, son. It's my job.
Yeah, well, we're lucky hunting isn't your job or we'd all starve. Why didn't you bring your glasses, Dad? Then you could at least see what you're missing.
I can see just fine without them. Just, you know, need them for reading.
It was 20 feet away, Dad.
Like I said, I did it for you.
Sure you did, Dad. Sure you did. Hey, have you noticed how the deer have been avoiding the farm lately, Dad? You hardly ever see them in the morning anymore.
Yeah, I have. Figured maybe they were scared off by the new horses. But the raccoons and squirrels have been keeping their distance, too. Can't remember the last time I caught one trying to get into the feed supply.
You think it might have something to do with all the activity at the Army base? I've seen a lot of helicopters flying over lately.
Probably. Dave said they've been preparing for some war game stuff. And our property bumps right up against theirs in parts, so the woods are likely crawling with them. Ooh, nice kill, Jess. That buck is trophy worthy. Come on, let me get a picture of you with it and we can send it to your mom. Say Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone.
Speaking of Dave, we need to get going, Jess. He's coming over soon to check out the new horses and pick up his. Let's get your new prize back to the side-by-side. I'll get this end.
Is he bringing Mike with him to help you fix the truck?
Yeah. Shouldn't take us long to fix her with his help. Once we get back, you need to start on your chores. And start with checking on Sarah. She's due any day now. Hey, did you give the animals the new feed this morning?
Yeah, they all seem to really like it. And I hate that mean old sow, Dad.
Well, hating her isn't going to get you out of it. After you're done, we can take out the new horses, okay?
Yeah, all right. Hey, Dad, can I drive?
Only if you tell your mother I did. Come on, son, let's go. Looks like Dave and Mike beat us here. Hey, Dave. Mike, hope you two haven't been waiting long.
Nah, we only just got here. How you doing, Jesse? Is this your kill? Woo, that's a beauty.
It sure is. I got him over near the ridge. Look how big he is. Hey, Mike.
Hey there, Jess. Congratulations. Looks like you're becoming quite the hunter. You know, like your dad used to be.
I could have taken it. If I wanted to.
Uh-huh. Let me guess. You let it go so Jesse could bag it and feel better about himself. Again.
Ha, ha, ha. So, do you want to see those horses? Or spend all day tearing down an old man trying to do right by his son?
Well, I would go on, but I guess we only have 8 hours of sunlight left to go out and see those horses. Did mine give you any trouble while we were away? They've been a little, rambunctious lately?
No, haven't had any trouble with them. If anything, they seem to have had a calming influence on the new ones. Sorry, guys. Looks like we don't have room for everybody. Hey, where's your truck, Mike?
We decided to just walk over. Figured we would ride the horses back and save the trouble of hitching up the trailer.
Besides, they haven't been ridden in a week. Figured they'd like to stretch their legs a bit.
Well, we're going to go unload this at the barn. We'll head over to the stables and meet you guys.
If you don't mind, I'm going to head on over and start working on your truck, Jack. You able to get all those parts you need?
Yeah. Took some searching, but I found them online. They're in the bed along with the tools we're going to need. Thanks again, Mike. We'll be over soon to help.
No problem. Take your time. It's going to take a little while to get the old parts out anyway.
Got them from a farm in Kentucky. What do you think?
I think you got a hell of a deal. These are some fine animals. Especially this one right here. Whoa, boy. It's okay. There you go. Good boy. Have you taken them out and run them?
Not yet. Jess and I are going to take them out later. Hey, would you mind taking a look at Sundance for me? She threw a shoe the other day and I replaced it, but the gait still seems a little off. Well, hello, Butch. Come to see Dave?
Howdy, Butch. How you been, boy? I tell you, Jack, that is the gentlest damn horse I've ever come across. Does he still follow Maggie everywhere she goes?
He does. Gonna be awfully sad when you leave here with her tonight.
Dad! Dad, hurry! I think Sarah's going into labor. She's squealing and won't stop trying to get out. When the other pigs get close, she runs them off.
Let's go have a look.
No, thanks. I've seen more than my share of pig birthing, and it ain't pretty. I'm going to go have a look at Sundance and then go say hello to my horses.
All right. Come on, Jess. We need to separate her from the others before something happens.
It was weird, Dad. One moment she was fine, and the next she started wailing and ramming the pen gate over and over, like she was scared or something.
She'll be all right. It's her first birth, and she just needs some privacy. Sarah. It's okay, girl. We're going to get you out. Come on. I'm going to try to grab her, son. You hit the gate and be ready in case she gets past me.
Ready when you are, Dad.
Hey, son. Come on, girl. Come on.
Oh, damn it. Close the gate. Don't let her out. Sarah, calm down.
Look out, Dad. The other pigs are riled up and coming this way.
What in the...
Sarah, get back here, you stupid pig.
Dad... What are they doing? Sarah, Dad, they're attacking
her. Shit. Get off of her. Come on now. Jesse, go get David Mike. Hurry.
Dave! Mike! Help!
Stop it. Damn it, leave her alone. No. No, stop. Stop that.
Oh, Jesus, no. Sarah. Dave, get back alive.
Wife, no. Son of a... Mike, they've gone crazy. Get them off me.
Oh, shit. Stay here, Jess. I'm coming, Jack. Get away from him, you shit-smelling bastards. Jack, I've got you. Oh, get off me, you stupid pig. Jess, open the gate and get out of the way.
Are you okay, Mike?
Just a few scrapes and cuts. Otherwise, I'm all right. Damn, your arm looks pretty busted up, Jack. We need to get that bandage up quick. Let's get you on your feet.
You all right, Jess?
I'm fine, Dad. Just... What is going on? Why did they go after you and Sarah?
I don't know, son. Hey, where's Dave?
Mike called him after I told him what was happening. I thought he would have beat us here.
He said he was coming. Jess, you help your father to the house and call your mother. Let her know what's going on.
He's going to the stables to have a look at Sundance. Heard him yell, and then there was a loud bang. Damn it. Oh, I think my arm's broken.
I'm gonna go look for him. I'll call you when I find him.
Here, take the keys to the side-by-side. And Mike, be careful.
Dave, you in here, man?
Mike.
Dave. Oh, holy shit, what happened to you?
No, no, don't move. Jesus, the stall door. Did one of those horses do that?
Horses. They went berserk. Busted out. Trampled me.
It's gonna be all right. We just need to get you to the house. Hold on now. I'm gonna bring the side by side and we can lay you down in the back, buddy. Oh, fuck.
Hello? Mike?
I found Dave in the stables. The horses went crazy and busted out trampling, and he's pretty busted up. I'm gonna put him on the side by side and bring him to the house.
Ah, damn it.
Sharon's on her way. We can't get through to 911 or the police station. Ugh. She'll have to take us to the hospital.
I've almost got him in. What the hell's that sound? Oh, no.
Mike? Mike! Oh, that burns.
I'm sorry, Dad. We gotta get these wounds clean. Here, we can use this towel as a sling once we finish dressing it. Dad, are Dave and Mike okay? I overheard some of what he said. Are they coming back?
To be honest, son, I'm not sure. But Dave is a tough old bird, and Mike can take care of himself. What is that sound?
Cows. It's the cows. Oh, God, Dad. They're killing each other. The chickens, too. Dad, I'm scared. Why are they doing this?
Come here. Help me up. Ugh. Don't worry, son. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. As long as we stay in here, we're safe. Go get the rifles. I'm going to call your mom and tell her to stay away until we know what's happened and nobody is safe outside. And, son, get my .45, too.
Dad?
What is it, son?
The horses are coming.
Get away from the window. We need to get to the back door. Damn it! The cows and pigs are out back. They're surrounding us.
Dad, let me in. You're almost here, damn it. Let me in.
Mike, Dave. Get in here. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, the horses. They were killing each other. So were the cows. They came after us. Us. Dave needs help. We have got to get him to the hospital.
How? The truck's not working, and horses are out of the question. And the side-by-side won't help us if we can't get to it.
We can get to it. You have guns. We can't just sit here and let him die.
I know that, damn it. I know.
What about the roof, Dad? We can reach it from the balcony.
They would just see us and wait. Think. Think.
Dad!
Get to the basement. We can get out through the old storm shelter. Mike, help me with Dave.
You have any supplies down there?
It's stopped. We can clean the rest of the wounds down there. Get moving!
Will that hold them long enough for us to take care of Dave?
It should. That's a 4-inch steel security door. This room was built to withstand an F4 tornado.
What about Mom?
Don't worry. She's fine. She's with your grandparents right now. I told her what I had to. What I could. Mike, how's Dave doing?
It's not good. He's lost a lot of blood and he's still unconscious.
Here's the first aid kit. I'm gonna get some stuff together for when we leave. You all right tending to him?
Yeah, not much I can do, but I'll do my best.
Jess, grab a duffel bag and help me gather supplies. Take anything we might need to survive for a few days.
A few days? Dad, are we gonna make it?
Yes, son, we are. We just have to be smart and prepared. Remember, your old man isn't gonna let anything happen to you.
Jack, do you have a gun I could use? Sure would make me feel better about this whole situation. Probably wouldn't hurt to have an extra trigger finger either.
Good point. You want the rifle or the .45?
I'll take the rifle. I ain't worth a shit with a handgun.
Fair enough. Here, where'd you park the side-by-side?
It's out front near the porch. Not much fuel left, though.
We can fill one of these cans and use the generator fuel. Shit! Time to go! You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes, I'll ever be. I'll get Dave while you get the hatch. One of us is going to have to be outside to drag him up. He won't fit with me carrying him.
I'll go out first then, Jess. You follow. Wait for me to give you the all clear. Your turn, Jess. Toss me your bag. Ready up here, Mike.
Your turn.
Dad, they found us. I shot Betty. She
it's
was...
all right, Jess. You did what you had to. But I'm sure they heard it.
The side-by-side is just around the front of the house. Take Dave and Jess. I'll distract them and hold them off.
Mike, we...
go, damn it.
Don't be too far behind. Help me with Dave, Jess. There it is. Get Dave in the back. I need to put the fuel in.
Got it.
How we looking?
Dave's in, and I don't see any...
Shit! Get under the side-by-side! Come on, damn it!
Ow! Dad? Dad, oh God. No! No, 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 Dad! Dad, wake up! No! No, Dad! Dad... Dad, you have to get up. You have to get up, Dad.
Go, Jess. And get Dave. Oh, get out of here.
Jess, get the winch hook off from the side-by-side. We'll use it to get it off him. Go! Give it everything she's got.
Pigs.
Of course. Load him up. I'll cover you.
He's on board, Mike.
You drive. Head for the main gate. I'll make sure we have a clear path. Don't stop for anything.
Where are the rest of them? The ones from inside the house.
Probably still making their way out from the basement. How's your dad doing?
He's starting to come around. That gash on his forehead looks bad, though.
He'll be fine. We all will. We're almost to the gate. Slow down now. I'll go get it open.
What's wrong? It's not locked.
It is now. You won't believe this. It's been welded shut.
What? How? We don't even...
Doesn't matter now. Drive!
But where?
The barn. It's the only thing left with working doors. We can climb up into the loft. They can't reach us there. Looks like the others found their way out. Faster! We have to reach the barn ahead of them.
The cows are blocking the path. There's too many to avoid.
Try! I'm busy back here. Give me your rifle. I'm out of ammo.
It's under Dave. Look out, it's Sundance.
Oh, shit!
Dad!
Get it, Mike. Get Jesse's rifle. I'm trying. Watch out, here comes Sundance. Lean back, Jess. Got it. Keep her steady. I'm gonna put an end to this.
The cows are still blocking the way. They're not moving.
Straighten her out, Jess.
I can't. We're going to...
Jess! Jess! Talk to me! Jess!
Dad? Ow. Oh, my shoulder.
Is everybody
alive? Yes. Dave! Oh, shit! Where's Dave?
Sundance, where is...
Looks like she and the cows collided. Don't think she's getting up.
Mike, oh, shit, you're hurt.
Just some cuts and a few broken ribs. I can still fight. Dave! Dave! Personally, I never want to see another horse again.
Mike, let's get Dave and try to make our way to the barn before they regroup.
Don't bother. He's dead.
What? No. Oh, God, no. I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was trying to...
Jess, it's not your fault. It's those damned animals. There's nothing any of us could have done.
Dave, those sons of bitches. Those fucking monsters.
Die! Every last one of you!
It's all right, Jess. It's all right. Mike, I know you're hurt. I know you're pissed. But we have to get to the barn. We're low on ammo, and there's still too many left for us to take out with what we have. Between my injuries, Jess's and yours, we need to find refuge. The barn is our only hope.
You're right. Goodbye, Dave. We'll come back and see to you when this is all over, old friend. Let's go. I'm on the verge of doing something stupid and reckless.
Jess, grab the duffel bag and stay between us. Mike, I'll take point. You cover the rear. On three, we make a break for the barn. One, two, three.
We're starting to mobilize. I'll have a few rounds left.
Then make every shot count. We're almost there.
Once inside, then what? Can't stay in the loft forever.
No, we can't. But at least it'll buy us some time to tend our wounds and figure out what to do next.
Dad, I can't open it myself. Help me!
You two get to the loft. I can secure the doors.
Let me go up first. You can't climb with that shoulder. I'll haul you up.
Mike, we're secure.
Right behind you.
There's a chain on the shelf to your left. I'll throw down some boards. We can reinforce the doors. Wedge the ends in between the posts.
What about your old tractor? Does she run?
No, but we can put her in neutral and push it against the door. Stay here, Jess.
But Dad, I want to help.
No. I need you to stay here where it's safe. I love you more than anything, son. Don't you ever forget that.
Yes, sir.
That's the last of the boards. Let's get that tractor in position.
She's ready. Push! Give it everything! Push! You go first, Mike. I'm gonna need help getting up. It took all I had left to get up there the first time. And well, after that... damn arm.
We'll get you up there. Jesse, take the rifle. I'm coming up. Come on, Jack.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
No problem. If my ribs weren't broken before, they sure as hell are now.
Let me look at your shoulder, Jess. Yeah, it's dislocated. We need to immobilize it. My sling should work for now. This is gonna hurt, son. I'm sorry. Let it out, Jess. Let it out. There.
Damn it.
Lay down. Slowly. I need to tend those cuts. You're gonna need some stitches when we get out of here. But you'll be fine for now.
Oh, God.
Mike, here. You need to get to work on that gash on your chest. It looks pretty deep.
That burns.
Sorry, son. You're doing great. Just a few more minutes.
Ain't nothing but a scratch. A really, really bad scratch.
How's your head feeling, Jack? That's one hell of a lump and an ugly cut to match. We should also splint that arm of yours.
Damn. That didn't take long. I'll get to it once I'm finished with Jess. Mike, I'm sorry about Dave.
Oh, God, me too. I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying.
Jesse, don't you put yourself through that. This isn't on you, or any of us, you understand? You did everything you could, and considering the circumstances, I think you did pretty damn well.
He's right, on both counts. I'm proud of you for the way you handled yourself and everything you faced today. You have nothing to be sorry for. Oh, I would hug you, but I think we'd only do more harm than good in our present state.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're right, Dad. So what now?
Now we sit and stop to gather our wits and to call your mother. Oh, of course. Well, my phone's busted to hell. What about yours, Jess?
Here, let me check. Yeah. Yeah, the screen's all cracked and it's a little hard to see, but it's working. Do you want to call her or should I?
I will. She's going to be a wreck. Damn it, Sharon. Answer already. Sharon, we're all right for now. We need help. If there's any way we can contact the police station or some emergency service, do it. Jess is fine. A little bumped up, but fine. Honey, please, stay where you are. We'll contact you as soon as we're away from here. I love you. Call me back as soon as you can. I love you, Sharon.
How much juice does that thing have left?
It should have a full battery. I haven't used it much today. Why do you ask?
I lost mine at the stables and have an idea how we might be able to get some help.
The internet's not working on it, if that's what you're thinking. I tried when we were in the storm room.
Shit. Never mind. This don't make any damn sense. Not a bit of it. Why would they turn on us? Why'd they turn on each other? When I found Dave at the stables, I heard this most god-awful sound. It was the horses. They were killing each other. Just viciously tearing into each other.
I don't have an answer for you, Mike. I wish I did. No matter how I look at it, I can't come to any reasonable conclusion. Or unreasonable ones, either. I'm baffled. Jess, did you pack the short-range radio? Maybe we can find something on one of the local channels.
Yeah, I did. Should be near the Twinkies.
Oh, you packed Twinkies? Good job, son.
Dad?
Yeah?
Can I have one?
Yeah. Yes, you can, son. You've more than earned it. I think we all have. Mike. Twinkie?
Hell yeah!
Here, drink some water, son, and pass it around. Found it.
Good. Maybe it'll help drown them out. I'll tell you what, I'm moving to the city once this is all done. I'll take muggers over this shit anyway.
We might not be too far behind you.
Turn it to 5:20 a.m. If anybody has a lead on this, it'll be that crazy old Jeffrey. And he may be crazy, but at least he's an honest crazy.
I'm trying. Having trouble getting a clear signal.
Army. So that explained.
Let me try, Dad. I learned a trick in the scouts to boost the signal.
Look, I'm telling you folks listening out there, it has to be that. There is no other explanation for what's happening in our county. Can you think of another answer that explains everything? The entire county, folks, listen. Here are the facts, the same facts I've been telling you all night. And no, I am not budging from this. The emergency communication system is offline. The internet throughout the entire county is down. The police station's empty and so is the fire department. But the Army base, that's right, the Army base is crawling with soldiers and equipment, and none of them are doing a damn thing to help anyone. What more proof of conspiracy do you need, and why? Tell me why is it only affecting the animals and not people? Why just some and not all? Is it a virus? Is it a terrorist plot? Regardless of whatever excuse they give us, I'm sticking to my guns and staying here for you, the people, to keep you informed.
Oh, Jesus. The entire county. There must be thousands of deranged animals out there.
I can't imagine facing that many. I don't want to.
At least we're safe up here. The chickens might be able to work their way up here if they're crafty, but we can handle them.
Dad? Chickens are one thing. But what about raccoons?
Raccoon? Oh, shit. Really? Get behind me, son. Mike, up in the rafters. How many shots you got left?
Son of a... I only got 2 rounds left. You?
1.
But there's 5 of them, Dad.
I can see that. Without my glasses. Find something to arm yourself with. Anything.
Got the big one. 1 round left. Which one are you going for?
The one on the farthest right.
Mike, one's sneaking up behind you.
Ah! Take that, you little bastard!
Lost the other 2. Where did they go?
Right above you.
Jess, get down!
Mike, how bad is it?
He got me good, but I got him better.
Were you bitten, son?
No. No, it didn't get me. Thanks, Mike.
Buy me a beer and we'll call it even.
Well, that's the last of the ammo.
How are we gonna get out, Dad?
I'll think of something.
For the time being, I suggest we hunker down and try to get some rest. I don't know about you all, but I'm spent. Oh.
Dad! The animals!
Oh, what the hell are they doing now?
I'll be damned. If I didn't know any better, and I don't, I'd say they've been drinking. Look at them. They're just mindlessly walking around, bumping into each other. Think maybe we should make a break for it?
No. We need to wait and figure out what they're up to.
When you do, let me know, will you?
Dad, you hear that? That sounds like
a helicopter, and it's close.
About damn time somebody got off their asses and helped.
Listen, gunfire.
You're right. And it's getting closer, too. Oh, thank God. They're here. The army is here.
Secure the area. Don't let any of them escape.
Area secure, sir.
Inform the commander. And get those civilians down here on the double.
You, in the loft. Come down slowly. Then turn and face the wall when you get down.
We're injured and need help getting down.
You got up there. You can get down. Now do as instructed.
Dad?
It's okay, son. Do what they say. I'll go first and help you.
The area has been secured, but we did find survivors.
Face the wall and get on your knees. Hands above your heads. Now!
My son's shoulder is dislocated. He can't raise that arm.
Not our problem. Get those hands up.
Wait here, you son of a... Oh,
oh. I said hands above your head.
That's enough!
Lieutenant! Separate those two and bring me the civilians.
Sir, stand down, both of you. You 3 in the front of the commander now.
Are you the only survivors?
Yes.
Captain, gather the carcasses and make sure they are all accounted for.
Sir, you men, come with me.
I must confess, I am surprised you survived. Not many did. How did you manage to?
Testicular fortitude. That's how.
An interesting answer. Gentlemen, what I'm about to tell you is highly sensitive. You have survived what you were not intended to. The 3 of you have been taking part in a biological attack readiness drill. Unwittingly, that is. I was going to kill you, like we did everyone else who survived or had any knowledge of what transpired here today. But I think I can use you again. So listen carefully. I have here in my hand 3 checks, each for $500,000. 1 for each of you.
You piece of shit! You killed my best friend and most everybody in this county. If you think...
I am not finished, and you do not interrupt me again. As I was saying, you have a choice. Take the money and stay quiet for the rest of your life without ever speaking a word of this. or you die right here, right now. If you take the money, you are free to go. With the promise of your silence, of course. Otherwise, well, you know. We will tell the public it was a natural disaster, and we will look like the heroes for saving you. Works out pretty well. Before you ask, I told you the truth so that you don't spend the rest of your lives tweeting, Facebooking, and digging for the truth on conspiracy websites, generally being a pain in our asses. Now, you know the truth. Decide.
What about my wife?
She has been eliminated. Decide.
She's been...
eliminated. Decide.
Devils. Take it, Jack. Live.
I'll take the fucking money. For my boy. I don't want him growing up alone.
Your reasons are of no consequence to me. Here you are. The truck is fixed, the gate is open, and you are free to go. Remember, gentlemen, we'll be watching. Oh, and I suggest you leave soon. Napalm Strike will be here in 20 minutes. Good day.
Dad? Is it true? Mom?
We need to go, son. Goodbye, Mike.
Natural Selection, written and directed by Scott Phillips. Edited and mixed by Austin Beach. Music by Kevin Hartnell at OverlookHotelRecords.com. Sound effects from freesound.org.
Additional sound effects provided by Michael Stokes of Cool Audio Productions.
Starring Scott Phillips as Jack and me, your narrator. Austin Beach as Jesse. And Soldier 2. Mike Jansen as Mike and Soldier 1. Drew Backer as Dave and the Commander. With special guest star Kevin Hartnell as Crazy Old Jeffrey on the radio. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation. Find us at audiobliviousproductions.libsyn.com/podcast. Also on YouTube under Audio Oblivious Productions. Thank you for tuning in.
That was a great show. Thanks so much for letting us put Natural Selection on the Sonic Society, Austin Beach. Really enjoyed it. You know, Ginny has taken over all of the major functions of the webpage stuff on the Sonic Society. Not only can all this great stuff of the new Sonic Society look, you spent a lot of time on the mobile part, didn't you?
Yes, trying to make it look better.
Better.
Trying.
Well, what do you do for that?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, you're doing extremely well for someone who doesn't know. I mean, you test it with mobile apps, and you have like a little web page to test
it
with that.
Yes, I know some, you know, HTML and PHP and all.
Now you know
this.
WordPress.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's cool. But we also spent a lot of time getting our Twitter count up. We're up to like 24,000 people.
Yeah, we have. Please follow us on Twitter. It's very important.
What's it? What are we on Twitter?
It's Sonic Society.
Just Sonic Society, or yeah. The Sonic Society?
No, Sonic Society.
The Sonic Society. Okay, because we also have you set up the YouTube account. Well, it was there.
Yes.
I always wanted to put YouTube, but I never had the time.
Yeah.
You've been rendering all our shows in YouTube now for a while. How many shows do we have up there?
About 300 or so, or close to
300.
Whoa! Yes.
How many followers on YouTube?
300 and something.
300 and something, as many episodes? Yeah. We get a new episode, we get a new follower. We lose an episode, we lose a follower. Is that how it works on YouTube?
No, not
the same kind. Add us on YouTube. What are we at? The Sonic Society YouTube? Is that
YouTube
our channel?
YouTube is The Sonic Society, yes.
Oh, okay. What else do we have?
We have the Facebook.
We have the Facebook group. The
course.
Sonic Society Facebook page.
We also have a Tumblr account.
Yeah,
and we also have an Instagram account.
Instagram?
Yeah.
So what are those called?
Is the Sonic Society.
For all the Sonic Society?
Yes.
That's a strange name. For the Sonic Society. You know, for those people that are interested, Ginny and I have been kicking around doing a bit of a comedy show, too. You know, just a little light sitcom show about our life together. Isn't that a good idea?
Yes.
It's called, what?
Jack and Ginny Show.
No, it's not. It's not called the Jack and Ginny Show. What is it called?
What are you talking about?
This is a show, but it's not called that. What's it called? Do you not remember?
The Jack and Ginny
No, it's called I Love Ginny.
What's it called? The same.
What's it called?
I Love Ginny.
No, I Love Ginny. See, that's what we were trying to get towards, but we're not getting there. Anyway, so if you're interested in that, we have a couple of scripts sort of etched out. But we'll, you know, I'll probably get together a nice season of about 6 episodes before we go any further. But there's so many other things. For example, I have put up a Facebook page for Graveshift, Philippa Graves. Have you added to that?
I don't know.
You don't know.
There's like 2 weeks I don't check my Facebook.
Oh, there you go. And Flight of the Airmen now has its own page. Prairie Fire now has its own page. Of course, Biff Straker as Nova Command. You can always add the Nova Command group for Facebook. There's a lot. And of course, the Electrify Kuna Productions page, right?
Yeah.
And evikuna.com, where we keep all our original audio drama from there. So there's lots of places. Now, I don't know if you know this, Ginny, but we've asked our followers, we've asked the people who listen, if they could possibly do us a favor, make us a little Christmas present. All we want us to do, if you can, is go to iTunes and write a positive little review about the Sonic Society. Get other people to know so we can be a Christmas present for other people in the world.
This will be very important. It will be the best Christmas present for us.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much for helping us, if you could do that. So join us next week as we return with more Sonic Society on Tuesday night. But first, please make sure you would listen to the long-awaited and awesomely produced by Richard Summers, Biff Straker, Episode 5. That happened last Friday night. It was a little late getting those out, but we made the big change from one producer to another, and it often takes a little longer for that. On Sunday, we have another great interview for Sonic Speaks 2, so we've got another show coming up this Sunday, and we're finally working on getting Sonic Workshop off the ground.
Good. That is wonderful.
Yeah. Do you know what Sonic Workshop is?
No.
But it sounds good anyway.
Yes.
Good, because I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a big surprise, even for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, really, really. So, for now, good evening. Happy tree trimming. For David Ault, who I hope gets better and rested. Not that he's sick, but he's just very tired. Mm. For you, Ginny Ward, right?
Thank you.
And for myself, Jack Ward, good night and have a wonderful season.
Good night.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
All Better Audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
The day the winds had started, So many were like Gino. So many had turned their backs completely on him, and turned toward the False One in the foolish hope that in that direction they would be saved, and the winds would stop, and the sands would retreat, and they could get back to the business of their lives. Stop talking to her. You're only encouraging her.
This is insane. I have even given you my blood as you commanded.
What do you want?
You know what I want. You know what I want to ask.
You know what I require for this feat of miracle? Sacrifice in the name of my glory is required for any miracle.
Since you want to worship the False One, you can stay down there with your idol forever! This was the sixth night Gina was barricaded, with no windows and no other ventilation in that cellar. We heard her the first half of the night. Then, nothing. She was silent. No scratching on the cellar door. No shrieking. No breathing.
You know what you have to do.
I have prayed. You did not answer me.
You have to make a sacrifice. There is no other way.
She is my wife. Where?
You sinned! You know what must be done.
No, please! Please don't leave me, Richard!
Dozen was created by Mark Slade. We who are his followers starred Terrence Dry as the Spirit, David Schutz II as Richard, Rachel Rumler as Sarah, Laura Nicole as Gina, Jeff Niles as the False One and him. Based on a short story by G. Wayne Miller, written and directed by Mark Slade. Music by Carpenter's Notch.
In this time of COVID-19, CDC asks you keep your hands clean. Don't congregate and kindly shelter in place. Also wash your hands and don't touch your face. So use soap and water and grab a clean towel. And don't be a Jonah. Prevent spread of corona by washing your hands. Olay!
This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.